From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. The second half of Missouri's 2018 legislative session kicks off next week. Marshall Griffin tells us what's in store.
GOP House Speaker Todd Richardson says his chamber will spend the bulk of their first week back debating the state budget and voting it over to the Senate.
It's a budget that is balanced. It's a budget that fully funds the education formula, and it's a budget that restores deep cuts to higher education.
But Democrats, including Crystal Quaid of Springfield, say the proposed budget contains no attempts to restore cuts made last year for in-home health care services.
I am hoping that the majority party is not trying to forget that that was such a serious conversation and that we still have folks suffering every single day.
Aside from the budget, Senate leaders are planning to focus on lowering the state income tax and on passing bills designed to reduce the number of so-called frivolous lawsuits in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The 2018 regular session ends May 18th. The ex-husband of the woman who had an affair with Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is seeking an order for protection from the governor. The motion filed yesterday does not allege any threats from Greitens, but says the man feels intimidated, in part because the governor is a retired Navy SEAL. Greitens is accused of felony invasion of privacy for allegedly taking a compromising photo of the woman without her permission in 2015, before he was elected. The filing also seeks to quash a subpoena from the governor's legal team requiring the ex-husband to be deposed. High school students in the Columbia Public School District will be marching tomorrow in support of the National March for Our Lives in Washington. The movement was inspired by the survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where 17 were killed last month. The Columbia March is one of over 600 nationwide marches held in collaboration with the one at the nation's capital. The students say, unlike the highly publicized national walkout that took place last week during school hours, the March for Our Lives allows teachers and administrators to participate. Rachel Erickson, a sophomore at Rockbridge High School and one of the students spearheading the Columbia March, says the march is about constituents demanding policy change. She said, "We don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. We just don't want to die at school." The nationwide march is nonpartisan. The U.S. Senate has sent legislation aimed at combating sex trafficking to President Donald Trump's desk, thanks to the efforts of Missouri lawmakers. Missouri Republican Representative Ann Wagner and Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill worked across party lines to pass the bill. The measure would give state attorneys general the authority to file civil lawsuits on behalf of victims of sex trafficking and make it a federal crime to knowingly facilitate sex trafficking through websites such as the classified site Backpage.com. Violators would face up to 25 years in prison. I'm Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.